PromiseOfGod.net.
Brother Thomas.
Yes, Sister Mary.
Brother Thomas, in this series, are you going to begin the comparison between Moses and Christ to show proof that man could not have orchestrated the writings of the Bible, and that man could not have controlled the future of nations and the lives of people to bring about these likenesses between Moses and Christ?
Yes, Sister Mary, I can prove that God wrote the Bible, or should I say, is the originator of the words in the Bible. Yes, remember, we are going to begin comparing the shadows to the one casting the shadow. Moses' life being the shadow, and Christ the one casting the shadow. Let us begin. Turn your Bibles to Deuteronomy chapter 18, and we're going to read verse 15 and 18. The Lord thy God will raise up unto thee a prophet from the midst of thee, and thy brethren like unto me. Unto him you shall hearken. I will raise them up a prophet from among their brethren like unto thee. And I will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak unto them all that I command him. These verses explain that God will raise up a prophet unto Israel like unto Moses. Now, as we begin to compare the life of Moses with the life of Christ, you will begin to understand that the prophet that God was speaking to Moses about is none other than Jesus Christ. No other man's life goes hand in hand with Moses' life than Jesus Christ. Before Moses was born, there was 400 years of silence. This silence was during the years of bondage to the Egyptians. The Israelites did not hear one word from God. There was not one prophet sent by God to give word to Israel. God in the Old Testament chose men such as Isaiah, Daniel, Moses, Abraham, Isaac, Micah, Jeremiah, and others to speak to Israel and to the kings in order to reveal his will. Well, the 400 years of bondage was 400 years of silence from God. Not one prophet came on the scene until Moses. Turn your Bibles to Acts chapter 7, and we'll read where the Bible states about the 400 years. In Acts chapter 7, verse 6, it says this, "And God spoke to this wise, that his seed," referring to Abraham's children's children's children, "should sojourn in a strange land," being Egypt, "and that they should bring them into bondage and entreat them evil for 400 years." This verse is speaking of Israel's 400 years in bondage, and the strange nation was Egypt, as I explained. Now let us look at the one casting the shadow. Before the birth of Christ, there is another 400 years of silence from God. There is 400 years between the Old Testament and the New Testament. If you look in your Bible between the Old Testament and the New, you will find in bold letters, or you will find the words, 400 years. After the prophet of Malachi to the birth of Christ, there was no word from God. Not one prophet came with a word to Israel from God. It gets even better than this as we go along. Let us look at the meaning of the name of Moses. Moses' name meant deliverer, for Moses was the deliverer of Israel from Egypt. I can already hear you saying, "And Jesus' name?" Well, the word Jesus means Savior, or the one who saves or delivers. Like God said, he would send a prophet like unto Moses. Well, we have a good beginning so far. Remember also the words of Jesus. "I came not to destroy the law and the prophets, but to fulfill them." Could any man or man-made organization control these facts or events to happen like this? And remember, there is 1,397 years between these two men. Now, look at Deuteronomy 18 one more time, and let us read it. Again, Deuteronomy 18:18 says this, I will raise them up a prophet from among their brethren, like unto thee. And I will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak unto them all that I command him. In this verse, one distinct thing about this future prophet that will be like Moses is that he will speak what God shall tell him to speak. God would speak to Moses what he wanted Moses to tell Israel. All that Moses spoke to Israel came directly from God. Moses did not communicate his own ideals to Israel, but God's will to Israel. In verse 18 of Deuteronomy, God was saying, as Moses spoke my words, so shall this future prophet. Now, let us move 1,387 years into the future and hear the words of the one casting the shadow, Christ Jesus. Look at the Gospel of John, and we want to look at chapter 12. So take your Bibles and find John chapter 12, and we want to read verses 49 and 50. 49 and 50 say this, For I have not spoken of myself, but the Father which sent me, he gave me commandment, what I should say and what I should speak. And I know that his commandment is life everlasting. Whatsoever I speak, therefore, even as the Father said unto me, so I speak. These verses state clearly that Jesus spoke not his thoughts, but God the Father's. When Jesus spoke or preached all those times to the multitudes, that was God the Father using his Son to speak to the people. Every preached word of Christ was the words of God. God used Jesus to speak to his creation. God was living within his Son to speak and eat and laugh with the creature that he created. Now look at John 14:31. And it says, But that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandment, even so I do. Arise, and let us go. Here are similar words, except here Jesus is saying not only what Jesus said, but also all that Jesus did. The Father told the Son what and where and when he would perform any miracle. God the Father told Jesus to spit upon the eyes of the blind, and Jesus obeyed, and the blind man received his sight. God the Father told Jesus to walk upon the water, and Jesus obeyed. Like unto Moses, it was God that told Moses to strike the rock, that Israel may receive water. Again, all that Moses did, and not only spoke, but performed, did he receive from God. Now let us look at John 14. We want to look at verses 8, 9, and 10. This is Philip speaking to Jesus. Philip saith unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. Jesus saith unto him, Have I been so long a time, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, Show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Here Philip the apostle says, Show me the Father. I can just imagine Jesus taking a double look at Philip before giving his answer. Have I been so long with you, and yet hast thou not known me? God living in His Son, using His Son's body to walk upon His earth. So, as like a man, and spending 3 years with Jesus, not knowing it was God the Father whom he ate with and followed, all over Israel, observing the Father speaking and performing miracles all over Israel through His Son, Jesus Christ. In verse 10, God speaks through Jesus, showing how Jesus was in the Father and the Father in Him. Then Jesus stating after that, that it is the Father who is speaking through Jesus, and that as Jesus receives the words from the Father, so He speaks. Not only does Jesus speak what the Father commands Him, but at the last of this verse, Jesus professes even all that He performs also comes from the Father. And Jesus is found to be the obedient Son. Do you understand so far, Sister Mary?
Yes, Brother Thomas, thank you. If you would like a tape or CD of today's lesson, please write to promiseofgod.net, 545 Big Leaf Road, San Antonio, Texas, 78264. Or email us at t_sal@sbcglobal.net. Or you may call area code 210-626-1416. With your request for any of the broadcast lessons or questions or comments. See you next time at thepromiseofgod.net.